Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where today we're going to be talking about an expanding vision. In the book of Isaiah, it says, of the increase of Jesus's government and of peace, there will be no end. Just this constant idea that as we're walking with God, God is the interpretation I have of him and my time of walking with God is he's always looking to expand. He's always looking to grow. And he wants the same from us. As we're walking with him, as we go through the years, every year, I believe, we should be experiencing this expanding vision. Think about this idea of an expanding vision. As your vision begins to expand, it begins to stretch you and it begins to grow you even more. It gives you something to wake up to in the morning. You know, I'm just thinking back probably about a year ago, I was talking with a guy who was at retirement age. And he's worked in a big corporation for a long time. And he said, I've seen a number of guys who just retired and then they had nothing to do. They had no challenge to get them up in the morning. They just had no purpose about their day. And he said, most of them got sick and started to get all kinds of health issues and didn't do very well once they retired. And he goes, I think we need some challenge. We need some purpose, some challenge, something to get us up in the morning. And we need this constantly expanding vision, I believe. And I believe as we walk with God every year, and it seems to be in my walk with God that in July, this seems to be a recurring theme, is that the vision starts to expand a little more. You start to get some light. God begins to show you and you see some bigger things. And that's good. His vision for your life begins to stretch and begin to grow. Because if he showed it all to you, what he had planned for your life on day one, it would probably freak you out and you'd be too scared and you would never pursue it. But as you walk with God, his timing is perfect. His timing unfolds beautifully. The vision begins to expand in the perfect time with you every single year. Now, July is also a reminder. We've got favor with God. We've got favor with God. And part of that favor is this expanding vision and purpose for our lives. I'm thinking about the verse in Timothy that says, God has given us purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began. God knows the plan. He knows the vision. He knows the purpose. And as we walk with him, he begins to expand it. And we see it at a higher and higher level of where he's taken us. That's one of the exciting things about this month of July. But as we're going to talk about here in a second, it's important to say yes to the vision. So let's get started with prayer. We're going to start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you are new to us here, the 30-day prayer challenge is where to start. Our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, which says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on to my children? And the book of Proverbs tells us that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and precious stones and all of these things that we typically seek after. So I made it my goal to accumulate and to pass on lessons for every area of life, for spiritual growth and mindset and emotions and purpose and health and family and finances, all these areas of life. And out of everything we do, a couple of the big important things, this 30-day prayer challenge prayer is the prayer I pray over myself and all those connected to me, my family and all those connected to me every single day. And then we use that as a time to pray. It's mostly a prayer consisting of mostly scripture, but also to do the other half of prayer, to take the time to get still, to examine ourselves, and we combine it with communion. We typically take communion on a daily basis. We take it over the upcoming week, which we're about to do today. We take it over the anytime we have a new month, which we had yesterday. And then we take it on the bigger picture yearly cycle of holidays on God's calendar. And I believe you'll get that rhythm implemented, this daily, weekly, monthly, yearly rhythm, and to get into a consistent habit of this prayer, taking time to listen and examine yourself and combining it with communion, is a very powerful process for just truly changing the trajectory of your life. So hopefully that as this vision expands, you start to walk it out as well. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening and their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace and just this expanding vision that was given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory. And we talk about this often, expanding our borders and our territory. Part of that is an expanded vision, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and this vision that you have for our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but most importantly, starting with the people right around us. And we ask you to keep your hand on us, to help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So in my book, Pockets of Prosperity, I was just looking back at it, and we talked about one of the keys in that book, Pockets of Prosperity. That book contains all of the practical blueprints for our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint. We've got a section on finances. Then we go into, we go into health and family and order and time and purpose and community. We've got blueprints for each of those. And in one of the practical steps we talk about in the area of purpose is it's important to have this constantly expanding vision where God's going to be growing you and he's going to be stretching you. Now, part of this expanding vision is that he may begin to ask you to do things that you never thought you could do. He may begin to ask you to do things that you are not capable of, things that you never thought you could do, things that cause you to almost stretch you and challenge you to say, you know what, that's not who I am. That's not a person that I've ever been before. And part of this is you learning to put off the old and to step into this new person that God created you to be. And that looks a little scary to do that. So think about Moses. God calls Moses in the burning bush. And if you look back in the story of Moses, you see Moses has been set apart for this his entire life. The Pharaoh in Egypt is trying to kill all the babies, and somehow Moses survives. And not only that, he gets raised up in Pharaoh's house. They're trying to kill Moses. That's the guy that they were trying to avoid. And he ends up getting raised in Pharaoh's house. And then he goes off into the wilderness and God appears to him in the burning bush. God's been preparing him for this his whole life. And then God appears to him and says, hey, I want you to go back and lead my people out. And Moses rejects it. Moses says, I'm not trained as a speaker. I'm not a good speaker. I'm not eloquent with my words. And God said this, who made man's mouth? Who made his mouth? God said, I did. Just go. And he said, God says this, I will help you speak, and I will teach you what to say. And so God gave Moses this expanding vision of just go lead my people out. He's asking God, he's asking Moses to do something that looks impossible for Moses to do. But God says, I'm going to sustain it. I'm the one, if God prompts us to do something, he expands the vision. He's the one that's going to fulfill it. Now, something we got to be careful of is that oftentimes all this condemnation starts to creep in. This condemnation starts to creep in of, I'm not good enough. I'm not capable. I don't have the skill sets. I don't have the time, the money, the resources. I'm too young. I'm too old. The Israelites example, we look like grasshoppers compared to those people. These other people would be way better than me. And we disqualify ourselves. We condemn ourselves for all the ways we're not good enough. But God has a unique plan for your life. And whatever he created you to do, whatever that purpose was, that purpose and grace that he's given to you in Christ Jesus before time ever began. He created you for that thing. And you've got some capabilities. You've got some skill sets in there that you might not even know that you have. And you've got some capabilities and skill sets in there, because what's going to happen? In those areas where you are weak, those are going to be areas where God is strong. And he's going to show off through you. Some of the people will say, I never knew you could do that. Or that can't be so-and-so. That's what they said about Jesus. Hey, isn't this so-and-so's brothers? He can't be the Messiah. That can't be so-and-so doing that thing. They never would have done that before. That can't be so-and-so writing that book or performing that music or doing this skill set, starting this business, doing this ministry, preaching and teaching. That can't be so-and-so doing that. Look at who they used to be. And that's where God specializes in making all things new. And he wants to show off through us in some of those areas. And he simply needs, just like Moses, just for us to say yes. Just for us to say yes and to get started. And so in July, if God starts showing you something bigger, and it just started happening for me, we're just on July 2nd today, and it's already started happening for me. The vision has started expanding. The vision has started to grow and to expand a little bit more. And you may, these questions come into your mind, like, oh, how am I going to do this? How is this possible? All these questions. And we got to learn to set aside those questions as God begins to expand that vision and just say yes. Just say yes to that vision, and you don't have to figure it all out. And we're going to take communion over this today. That, hey, when we take communion over this, we're going to say yes to this expanding vision that God is showing us. We're going to say yes to it. And when we take communion today, we're going to activate it. What do I mean by activate it? We're going to activate it to say, you know what? I give this to you, God. This is part of our covenant with you, that you can do more than we ever ask or think or dream or imagine. As part of our covenant with you, that you can do that. You can give us this expanding vision. You can do more according to all we ever ask or think or dream or imagine. And how does it happen? That verse in Ephesians chapter 3, it says it happens according to God's power that is at work within you. Not by might, not by power, but by God's Spirit that works within you. That's how it's going to happen. And so as we take communion today, we're going to receive that. We're going to say, you know what? I'm going to receive that. I'm going to activate it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to receive it. I'm going to take hold of that. I'm going to lay hold of it by faith. And that trust is, I just say yes, and I get started. Think about Abraham. God told him he's going to be the heir of the world. That even though he was 100 years old, he's going to have a kid, and the whole land is going to be his. He's going to have descendants as many as the stars. And it simply says this: Abraham believed God. He simply believed it. He didn't know how. He simply believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. He became God's friend through that process by simply believing God and just walking with God, following the path that he showed him to take. Think about it. He just told Abraham, just leave and go, and I'll show you where to go. And Abraham obeyed, and he went. So as we take communion, we're going to receive this promise today of an expanding vision that God's going to be working through us to do more than we could ever ask or think or dream or imagine. You know, it's funny. As I was getting on today, and I probably should have followed this nudge, I was getting ready, instead of our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, to actually pray a different prayer. I was going to pray the prayer from Ephesians chapter 3. And I don't have my Bible with me right this second, but I was going to open it up to Ephesians chapter 3. And that verse that says God can do more than we ask or think or dream or imagine, I was going to pray that prayer. So here's an exercise for you to do. As we take communion, as you're watching the recording of this, go in and pray that prayer. And when you take your communion today, pray that prayer as part of your communion process from Ephesians chapter 3. You'll see the Apostle Paul prays a prayer. I believe it starts with something like the Apostle Paul says, I bow my knees before the Father in heaven and all the families in heaven. And he goes through his prayer for there. There's several prayers in the book of Ephesians that are very good to pray on a consistent basis. You can begin to pray those prayers. That's what we do with our prayer challenge prayer. But we're going to take communion over this. We're going to activate this in expanding vision in our lives, saying yes to it, and that God's the one who's going to make it happen. We simply say yes and follow his leading. We follow his nudges. We follow his voice. And he's the one that makes it happen. We simply say yes and follow his leading. But Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents, that Jesus, all he went through for us, to give us this relationship with you, to give us this purpose and grace that's been given to us in him before time ever began. All of these amazing promises that are available to us because of what Jesus did for us. We thank you for this bread, and we thank you that on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, said, "This is my body broken for you." As we break this symbolic, we're letting go of the old ways, and we're going to embrace these new things that God's got for us in our life. So if you have your bread, go ahead and take your bread now. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." The past has been wiped clean. We've got a fresh start. And God wants to expand that vision and do more through us than we can ever ask or dream or think or imagine, according to his power that's now available in us in this new covenant. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup, and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Now it's time to walk it out. Here's what I want you to do. First thing I want you to do, if you've not already done it, open up your Bible to Ephesians chapter 3 and find that prayer in there that Paul prays. A couple paragraphs long, I think. Pray that prayer, thanking God for an expanding vision and for help walking it out to do more than you could ever ask or think or dream or imagine, according to his power, not your might, not your power, but according to his power that's at work within you. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about the yearly cycle or partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can find more on our website at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.